This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Around 50 people are sick across the country after an E. coli outbreak at McDonald's. CPR's Haley May reports it includes at least 26 people in Colorado.
The outbreak of E. coli is linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. The CDC says one adult has died in the state after contracting the bacteria, and a child has been hospitalized. In neighboring Nebraska, 9 people are ill. McDonald's in several states have stopped using onions and Quarter Pounder beef patties while the CDC investigates which ingredient caused the outbreak. Most people recover from E. coli without treatment after 5 to 7 days. Haley May, CPR News.
Denver's mental health crisis response team has seen exponential growth since starting in 2020. But as Denverite's Paolo Chalcita reports, the program appears to be hitting a growth plateau.
Each year, more and more people have been calling STAR, which dispatches mental health professionals to respond to nonviolent crises. STAR officials have expressed a desire to expand its staff and become a 24/7 service. However, finding funds to expand the service has been difficult. While Denver City Council has asked the mayor's office to allocate more funds to STAR in 2025, Mayor Mike Johnston denied the request. I'm Paolo Chalcita, Denverite.
There's more from that story at denverite.com. A new tool aims to save money on health care. The free Colorado Hospital Price Finder shows a state law from 2022 that requires hospitals to disclose their prices. It's meant to make it easier for Coloradans to shop for the care that works for them. The Price Finder shows the total price that the hospital charges each payer, with a warning that prices are dependent on insurance. The Price Finder is at coloradohospitalprices.com. The latest dispatches from the campaign for president begin this hour of Morning Edition. It's 6 minutes after 7. Going to be a sunny day across Colorado. Around Denver, it's highs in the 70s. In Vail, 60s today, and cooling off into the 50s in the high country tomorrow. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.